You are listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
The APN is currently looking for network sponsors. Hear your company right here at the beginning of the show in over 60 episodes a month on 18 different shows and reach 70,000 subscribers. Contact the APN via chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. That's chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com to sponsor the only archaeology education and outreach podcast network.
This is episode 170 for the 19th of June, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and on today's episode, we learn about debitage, or stone flakes. Debitage is a French word that essentially means to cut up or to saw up, so to create debris. It has been used to scientifically describe chipped stone flakes for decades now. So what is it? Well, when making stone tools, what most people know as arrowheads, stone drills, scrapers, and so on, the material that is flaked off to create these desired shapes are called flakes or debitage. There are generally four stages to debitage that scientists use to describe them. These are shatter, tertiary, secondary, and primary. What defines the three main stages of tertiary, secondary, and primary depends on the resource you're using for a definition. We're not really going to talk about shatter because it's really just the crazy pieces that fly off that don't really have a defined shape. In my experience, I've seen two primary methods used to categorize debitage: size and percentage of cortex. Size grading simply sorts the flakes by size. An analyst will usually have three sets of squares or circles on a page and place the flake on them. If it's too big for the square, they move it to the next one. They do that until the flake fits entirely in the square. That is the size it's given. I don't really like this method because I don't think it tells us much about the flake itself. The goal is to learn something about the site you're analyzing, and I don't think this helps with that. Now, sometimes the size of a flake does actually indicate what stage of production it came from, but not always. We'll get to that a bit later. Determining the percentage of cortex on the flake is the next method, and I think one of the more common. Cortex is the unmodified material on the outside of a nodule of rock. Think about the rough surface of any rock you've ever seen that wasn't broken. That's cortex. If I take a flake off that by bashing it with another hard rock, then there is a great chance that the flake will have 100% cortex on its outer or dorsal surface. That will be a primary flake. A secondary take would be taken off from the core material in the same way, in the same area as the primary flake. It might have some cortex on it, but not all. Finally, a tertiary flake will have generally no cortex on it and is often really small. The percentage of cortex that people use to define the three stages varies. Some use 100% for primary, over 50% for secondary, and under 50% for tertiary. Others use over 50% for primary, under 50% for secondary, and 0% for tertiary. It really depends on the resource you're using. So, which one is more accurate? Well, that's why we need experimental archaeology. There are people out there that create tools all the time and analyze these flakes that come off in the process. It's not an exact science because, well, rocks are weird. They don't always follow the rules. So, I'm going to go off book here a little bit and tell you how I think it should be done, because I have a lot of problems with the three-stage system that everybody uses, and here's why. Let's say you're starting with a core, we call it, a nodule, okay? You remove one flake off of that, it's going to have 100% cortex on it. Let's say you like that flake, okay? So you're going to take that flake and start shaping that into, for lack of better terms, just an arrowhead, okay? Now, if I take another flake off that, what we call dorsal surface, or the cortex or top surface, then if I take that flake off of there, it's going to have 100% cortex because it had 100% cortex to begin with. So the next flake will have 100% cortex. So is that a primary flake or is that a secondary flake? If you're talking about the core reduction stage as being the initial stage, then that first flake you're working with that was taken off was a primary, and the second one in that system would be a secondary flake, okay? Not because it's the second flake, because it's the next stage of production, okay? So however, if you're starting from the initial flake as the stage of production, then perhaps that first flake that's taken off of the major big flake is a primary flake, and then other flakes taken off after that are secondary flakes. Now, some other definitions would say, okay, well, we're going to thin this first. We're going to shape it and thin it, which will mean take off all the cortex and start making that shape. Those are primary flakes. And then now you're going to start actually thinning the biface, we call it, which because it has two faces usually, not always, sometimes they're uniface. But we're going to start thinning it on both sides and shaping it. Those would be second flakes. Now the fine shaping flakes that we're going to take off to start making little things, little indentations and the notches and things like that, and really defining the shape would be tertiary flakes. if you're simply basing all that on percentage of cortex, it can get really confusing. So that's why I like to think of it really as just two stages. The first stage, everything has cortex on it, whether it's, you know, 1% all the way up to 100%. That usually means that you're in the process in the early stages of creating this thing, okay? And then any flake after that that has no cortex on it is generally in the stage of starting to really refine the shape of this object, okay? So you have a stage one and a stage two flake. You can call it primary and secondary if you want, whatever. But I think that's honestly how we should do it. Maybe I should write that up. Who knows? Okay, so either way, debitage is just a fancy French word for flakes. If you want to learn to create stone tools yourself, known as flint napping, there are a lot of resources on YouTube. If you do it, be sure to have proper equipment. You'll need some sturdy gloves, something to protect your leg, usually a piece of thick leather, and protective glasses. Also, you should do it on a tarp or something you can pick up. Those little flakes can be like tiny daggers in your feet, so if you step on them. Finally, don't start with obsidian. It's extremely sharp, and you can easily drive a flake into your hand and sever a nerve, causing permanent damage. That's it for debitage. Thanks for listening, and be careful. That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.